Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them, too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Time for intellectual property news.
Oh, it is.
What could be more interesting than intellectual property? Come on.
So we were talking about people being yes men and getting so ticked off at the companies they worked for that they couldn't take it anymore.
They couldn't.
What did somebody do about that, Richard?
Well, this guy worked for Google. He was an engineer, and apparently things didn't go quite right for him. Worked for Google for 2 years. He left, and he took a bunch of confidential information, and he posted it on the internet. And what he was doing, I'm just going to read from the article by Blake Britton from Reuters. He said that he is going to tout his dominion over the secrets and social media posts. And he was tagging competitors, making threatening statements to the company, including, "I need to take unethical means to get what I am entitled to, and remembers that empires fall, and so will you." So anyway, obviously, Google actually behaved pretty well. I know a lot of employers that would not behave as well, but they asked him a couple of times to please take down the information. And he just got more stirred up, and he posted more information. So finally, Google had to sue him. I guess they sued him in Texas. They've even drawn more publicity to it because this has actually been in a couple of newswire services. So it's a trade secret case, and I guess the moral of the story is you shouldn't really do that. But he was probably a yes man most of his Google career, and he just popped, you
know, blew a fuse.
So anyway, Diane, do you have any thoughts on this situation? I mean, what do you think? Has this happened very often in your experience?
Absolutely. We see it, unfortunately, and also people that want to take revenge or have been ousted as CEOs because maybe some investors or board members think that there needs to be new leadership. So we do see that.
I don't know. If I were in that situation, would I just go quietly? Or would I vent my frustration at the world?
Well, aren't your options pretty limited with just trade secrets? I mean, there are some things you can do about trade secrets, but if you have a patent, I know everybody gets to see the technology if you have a patent, but there's a lot more you could do with a patent, right?
So that's a good point. If the technology were protected with patents, it really probably wouldn't matter so much anyway. These secrets were like hardware, so they were chip designs, which probably were protected by patents. Google would protect that kind of stuff with a patent. And so putting trade secrets out there still is not a good thing, but it doesn't mean that the competitors get to use the technology, right? So, Dr. Puma, what do you think?
Well, I think, as Diane says, there's many disgruntled employees. You know, the workplace could be frustrating, and sometimes they have legitimate complaints. However, I mean, it's kind of like your girlfriend throwing all your stuff out the third floor window. I mean, it's like, come on, man.
Come on.
Well, it's a tricky one. I mean, I can see how people get upset and they want to spill the secrets. All these fights we're having now, if you come up with an idea, if you work for someone like Google, you sign away your rights to your ideas, right?
Right. You get this lavish paycheck and incredible benefits. You're hired to invent for the company. So the company should own it, right?
Right. So that's why so many people want to be entrepreneurs, right? Because they want to own it. So if I wanted to learn more about patents, is there a way?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there is. You can go to learnmoreaboutpatents.com and download a free white paper, or you can book a consultation with one of our attorneys at Gearhart Law. That's learnmoreaboutpatents.com. www.passagetoprofit.com. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.